Welcome to Bergkamp Bundland radio show.
Jason's on his phone.
Oh, as you can see, the level of professionalism is Arsenal-esque from us tonight. Sorry, I was messaging the super Aussie Dom.
Aussie Dom.
Well, in any case, here we go. Let's get on with this. Tonight I'm joined by Danny the GFP.
Nanu Nanu.
And John Tinder King Welsh.
Hello.
How the devil are you all?
Good.
Tired.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I could do it in the early night tonight. And were they going to play like dog shit and extra time? I'm not happy, Bunny.
That's the only reason the referee didn't give that penalty, because his dinner would have been in the dog by the time he got home.
Right, okay. Right. Dear Faber, I've listened to last night's podcast. Oh. You're a cheeky shit. Oh. Alfie Cox, Josh Page, Micah for Life, Jimmy the Greek, Society Sucks, Rob Wiskin, Thunder Road, Jove 82, some donkey called Matt Carr who loves Gimli. We all know who that tosser is. Jim Howson, Brendan Almeida, MJL, Pablo Amar, The Walrus and the Hedgehog, The Long Blake Road, Daniel Cronin. Who else is there? That's about it. That's all I can see at the moment. If I missed you, I apologize. Andrew Rhodes. Now, I've been talking to Andrew Rhodes about Jack tonight, and I'm sorry, he was dog shit. Ramon Fancy, Jose Ignacio Iturbide. I'm not sure if I pronounced the surname correctly. I do apologize. Nina Seven. MS Sheffick, whatever, I can't pronounce that, mate. Squires, two for you. Stephen Edwards, again, you can't blame Rambo. Mujib Hamed, Dan White, they're on the chat box, it's fantastic. We're going to get straight on with this. I'm trying to give some more shout-outs a little later. It is the Eddie Nikita show, let's make no bones about it. Saint Jack and Supercock. Well done, Jim. That's right. Pat Brady. Terry Evans. Oh, good Welsh name. Lineups, boys. John, straight to you. We seem to have a good spine. Back three, the same as Red Star Belgrade. AMN and Reese on the wings. Oh, Norman Ott. We love Norman Ott. That should have been a strong enough lineup tonight, yeah?
Yeah, it should have been. If you think about it, really, the one change from the Belgrade was what? Willock wasn't starting.
Yeah.
And we had I can't remember. It was Walcott, wasn't it, coming to the team? Not his direct.
Right, No. You had it. Will be in Walcott in the false tens, as I'm a Daniel.
Yeah.
Double tens, Daniel. So Jack drops back into midfield with fall over cock.
With the cock. So yeah. Technically a stronger lineup than the Red Star game, but it fucking didn't look like it for what 80 something odd minutes, however long it was, until Nketiah came on. Just seeing the team alive, I thought, yeah, this seems fine. Matt Macey in goal because Ospina's, you know, disappeared somewhere, apparently injured. Maybe Arsene's finally seen that he keeps throwing the ball in the back of the net and decided to drop him, I don't know.
Ospina's out injured still. He's been out for a week or so.
Well, he's tired picking the ball out of the net. But yeah, no, the lineup looked fine. I wasn't sure whether it was Iwobi or Jack starting centre mid. It was Jack in the end. They swapped positions a couple of times, but seemed pretty decent. I didn't know a ton about Norwich, so I spoke to Ross, who watches all the Championship games and stuff, and he said, you know, it's pretty much their first team lineup, and that Oliveri was the only player I knew because he used to be at Benfica a couple of years ago. He'd been rested midweek against Ipswich, so they were definitely going for it in the game. But I thought, yeah, shouldn't have a problems. Look fine. The only thing that was a little bit worrying was lack of depth on the bench, but you thought the players on the pitch should have enough to get through the 90 minutes anyway.
Absolutely. Quick warning to Chris Carpenter. Whilst you're doing your ironing and not sailing the seven seas anymore, you dirty pirate, there's going to be a lot of cock bashing today, bye. There's going to be an awful lot of cock bashing.
That is so we're not messing about. He's doing the ironing naked again.
I don't want to see that. I genuinely don't want to see that. Danny, the one thing I want to speak to you about is the bench. Mm-hmm. Over the years since I've been, I was listening and some been part of the podcast, you've always mentioned the youth sides, and a lot of names that you've mentioned in the past, one that which we'll come on to later, obviously, but that was an awfully young bench, wasn't it?
It was magnificent. I must say that I've been saying about Eddie, I'm going to say, actually, Thunder Road has put it here for me, Nketiah. So there you go, Thunder Road. He has been barracking me for about a year or so to get it right. So Nketiah. Everything I know is only from reading George Bird's match reports and the write-ups that he does. Every season he does a little report, beginning and end of every season, of how every player's done and what they've been doing and the stats and stuff. So I take zero credit for that. Go and follow George Bird on Twitter. That's George with a J. Yeah, it's magnificent seeing all those players on the bench. We had Chupa Chupa Abcom. And I didn't think he'd have a future at the club anymore. And after tonight, I'm still not sure. He came on for Maitland-Niles. Then he had Nketiah.
To be honest, I think still not sure is being kind. I saw one of the much vaunted Arsenal bloggers say, "Oh, I thought Akpom did quite well tonight." No. I thought, "Are you watching a fucking different game to me, fella?"
He ran around a bit, and he's missed, when he's had his shave, he's probably only had a couple of shaves in his life, he's completely missed all that side of his face where there's big lumps of hair. I used to have those, but I was a grown man, and I'm allowed to have them. I used to call them my Eddies after Edward Elizabeth Hitler from Bottom. Any relation? Yes. And then we put on him for Nelson, who was also brilliant, and Jos De Silva, who is a defensive midfielder, came on for Iwobi. Iwobi was shocking the entire game. And then Willock the Younger, he came on for Wilshere, which was, it was nice to see. Don't you say a word. It was nice to see Wilshere got a standing ovation for most of the stadium because he worked his ass off the entire game.
How do you get a standing ovation for putting that dog shit out on the pitch?
He was better than most of the players on the pitch.
Bollocks. With that talent, I'm sorry, he was awful. I've seen Xhaka and Ramsey get pelters for far better displays. But it's made no bones about it. Right, in any case, enough of that.
We had four subs come on for the first time ever, I think. That was nice.
Then don't carp into the shit a bit of it. Come on.
Okay, and we had Josie OC22 also on the bench, and we had Iliev and Ben Sheaf. I think Ben Sheaf's had a couple of games. He's that blonde kid. He came on in the other game. So virtually the entire bench of seven players, plus another one, two, three... four, possibly five more starting the starting 11 have all come at one point through our academy. Maybe even more if you want to include Wilshere, who's been there for years. But magnificent. Really, 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 really happy. And it's just showing these players are getting games in the Europa League. They're getting games here. And I think maybe at halftime, some of them realise, if I don't pull my fucking finger out and do something, I ain't getting any more games this season.
Yeah. Thunder Road, Joe V82, Stephen Edwards is biting. No Limit Stunner, Joshua Page, Pablo. I think I mentioned Pablo. Loki, who else is there? Somebody else. Kelly Mars in the box. Not the first time, is it, Kel? Not the first time. In any case, John, Norwich had an early opportunity. Game is a bit back and forth. We had an effort from Iwobi with Ainsley Maitland-Niles making some good work on the left-hand side. We started off okay, but, you know, what do you think of the beginning of the game?
I thought it was the typical, we've got the ball, we're moving it okay, but as soon as we got to the 18-yard box, they just didn't know what to do. I thought there was a lack of invention. I was hoping that Jack and Iwobi would be the ones to try and open things up a little bit. You didn't really see that. Giroud wasn't holding the ball up particularly well or making the movement. Walcott was invisible for a lot of it. You know, I thought at the back and in the middle when we had the ball, we were fine. We were comfortable in possession. But as soon as we got near Norwich's box, we didn't really test them. I thought, we looked most dangerous when, you know, Maitland-Niles playing completely out of position. Was getting down on the left. He was the only one really giving us any whip because the way he was coming inside quite a lot. And Reece Nelson down the other side, I thought he was quite good as well. He was taking on, what's the fullback name? Husband down their left back. And he beat him quite a few times, got into the byline, you know, tried to pull the ball back. But there were so many times where they get the ball wide and they're looking for some movement and something to happen. And just all the rest of the Arsenal players, whether it's Giroud, Jack, Walcott, Iwobi, they were just static. And there was no movement whatsoever. And especially when you're a young player in a team, you need some help from the senior pros, and they just weren't getting it tonight. So they're having, or trying to do a lot of it themselves. And in the end, you know, it was a young kid who got dug us out of a hole. But I was just so disappointed with all the senior players. These are supposed to be not just first team players. These are like international, you know, professional players who've been playing, you know, 50 plus game probably for their national team, some of them. And they just didn't turn up at all. And Norwich, you know, fair play to them. I thought they defended pretty well. And going forwards, they actually went for it. And they looked, I thought, the bigger threat. You know, they seemed to have better chances than we did anyway.
There was one in the first half where Ratic had a chance. And he it was pretty early on in the game. He had runners all over the place. Yeah. He had about three or four runners with him, and he bottled it, really, you know, didn't get a good chance away. And that should have been warning sign at that point, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Elneny was coming way too high up the pitch. I know if you're the middle one in the centre-backs, then you're the distributor, you can come forwards a little bit, but he was way too high up and was getting out caught out a few times. Coquelin was doing that thing where he was pressuring the ball high up the pitch, which is fine if the whole team's doing it, but they weren't, so he was getting caught out of position as well. You've got two kids who aren't wing-backs playing in those positions, who you can't give a lot of stick to. I thought both of them played like nothing against them. I thought they both played well, but you know, you can't expect them, they're going to be switched on all the time, because they're not, it's not their position. They don't really know how to play that role. And Norwich tried to exploit that, and fair play, their midfield, the kid who was on Jack,
Harrison Reed.
Yeah, I thought he was good. And the other one as well, Madison, I think he's the younger one. I was really impressed with those two. They just, you know, they closed it down and they didn't panic on the ball or anything else. It wasn't like a normal, you know, one of these games, typically you'd expect the away team to come to the Emirates and just sit on their 18-yard line and just not really move. They just have the one lump up front who they'd just kick it to and he'd lose the ball. But like Oliveira was winning it against two centre-backs quite a lot, and they were breaking into gaps and stuff. And it just, more than anything, it just seemed to down to, I don't know if it's laziness or just like lack of concentration and stuff. Especially, and it was all the senior players. It wasn't the youngsters, which is just, it's, you'd expect maybe some mistakes from a Maitland-Niles or a Reece Nelson or whatever, you can give that. But like Jack, Iwobi, Walcott, Giroud, Coquelin, like none of them, they just weren't switched on at all.
They were awful, to be fair. And not one of them came out of this game with any credit. I give Debussy a little bit of a pass. I thought he did okay his second game back. But, I mean, Coquelin, he fell over at one point, and then there was a dive for a free kick.
That dive was like the last time he did it, when he did his hamstring, didn't he? Or
yeah,
his,
it was
calf or
absolute
something.
Fucking embarrassment. The guy is an embarrassment to this football club. He dog shit footballer. I'm sick. I'd love him to become Pele. But that dive, he deserved a bloody Oscar for it. It was ridiculous.
One as well, didn't he, when he pretended like he'd been shot?
Yeah, exactly. I thought Coquelin tonight was an absolute disgrace to the badge.
Why was he playing further forward than Jack most of the time?
Don't ask me, pal, but they were both like statues a lot of the time. Right, Jack got clobbered. Yeah. I can't remember who, it may have been Reed, and he went in for a bit of retribution, didn't he? I don't think did he pick up a yellow for it?
No, not for that. It was later on. I think it was like second half or extra time he got booked, wasn't it? Yeah.
78th minute.
Were you worried at that point?
Because,
after what we saw in the Man City under 23 game,
I was going to say, I had flashbacks to that. I thought, oh, here it goes. But no, he can't. He showed that he's a reformed character. He was doing the donkey work in midfield tonight when he's got the likes of Mohamed. I mean, I'm just reading it here. When he's got Elneny coming from behind him, having shots from the halfway line, and you've got Coquelin thinking that he's a number playing in the dual 10 role. And he's got these two twats be around him. And he's thinking, well, I've got to track back. Then I've got to go forward. Then I'm going to have to try and cover when Theo decides to go for a wander and have no idea what he's bloody doing. But I want to know why Elneny and Coquelin, between them, have played best part of 200 games for Arsenal. Who has said to them, have a shot? Yeah, get within 30, 40 yards of the goal. Have a fucking shot. Why do they keep doing it? They do it all the fucking time. You two have scored, what, one goal between you? Stop doing it. Never, ever have another shot on goal unless you're inside the box or even inside the 8-yard line. It's ridiculous.
That's what midfielders have to do nowadays. That's the modern game. He has to, in this two-man midfield, he has to get up, he has to get back. That's the way it works. I have seen Xhaka and Ramsey get pelters for far better performances.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. Not for me. I don't really have a go at either of those two because it's just whoever's around you. But Cochrane needed to stay back. His job in the team is to go and get the ball off of other people and pass it to somebody who knows what they're doing. And Elneny coming out the whole time. Someone should say, oh, no, you're playing centre-back, me old fruit. Fucking get back there. I don't even want to see you pass the halfway line. Kept doing it over and over. And I was thinking, what's the best analogy for the performance of the likes of Walcott and Giroud and Elneny and Coughlin tonight? It was a little bit like you've been married for 40 years and it's your husband's birthday and you've got to go through the routine. They were doing it, but they weren't really there in spirit, were they?
The spine, when I first saw the team, I thought, oh, look, we got a decent spine here. You know, Coughlin's got enough experience. Jack's got enough experience. Debussy and Elneny between them will work things out. And then you've got Theo, Iwobi, and Giroud. And the spine crumbled. It was really disheartening to watch that.
It was just awful. I mean, their whole job tonight was hold it, get them on the counter, get us on the counter attack. And they put the ball straight through us. And Debucci could see what was happening. He'd run after the ball, but Holding stood there and went, well, how did you do that then? When he's looking around and Debucci's Holding still learning his trade. So it's understandable. Yeah, yeah. Debucci has played bugger all games and Macy was making his debut. So I'm not really picking on anyone apart from Walcott, I thought was shit all night. But the thing that annoyed me most about the game, they were playing 5-4. And then as soon as we got the ball, we should have counter-attacked them as quick as possible. We were getting the ball and going, oh, we've got the ball. The pass. And by the time we decided to get down to their end, they got a line of five, a line of four, and we couldn't get anywhere near them. And then when we were near, they were going, pass. Just doing that all night. You're not going to get anywhere doing that. When we've got Iwobi and when you've got Walcott playing on the wings, that are two of the quickest players in the Premier League, we should have been playing the counter-attack, the long balls, going in behind their centre-backs and full-backs. But we weren't doing it.
But the problem is the midfield wasn't moving the ball, was it? It just wasn't. It was the midfield was atrocious tonight.
Because Coughlin and Elneny were trying to launch it into space.
Let's not leave Jack out of this as well. I'm a bit sickened by what I've seen on Twitter tonight. Theo's had pelters, and some people have got away scot-free.
I thought Wilshere was all right.
He was dog shit, mate.
John, was Wilshere dog shit tonight?
I thought, honestly, I didn't think there was many players that had a good game tonight. I thought Debussy was actually decent, considering it's only his second game back. I thought Nelson was good, being played out of position. I thought Maitland-Niles was quite good as well. Obviously, Nketiah when he came on. But other than that, that was it, really. Akpom when he came. Akpom, oh, fucking Danny, you wind up. When Chuba came on, I thought he ran around a bit and tried to make things happen. But, yeah, no, I honestly didn't think there was much out there. It was the young kids in Debussy, I thought, were the only ones who really did anything. I thought the rest of the team were honestly disgraceful. Not to take away from Norwich either, because I thought that... I thought they actually played very well and actually went for it as well, Norwich. They didn't just come to sit back. They did try and they played some nice football at times. So.
Had a plan.
Well said. They did. Norwich played really well tonight.
I actually want to speak.
Yeah, calm down. John, holding header from the corner. What a save from Gunn.
Yeah. It's funny as well. What was his dad's name? Because he played for Norwich as well,
Brian,
didn't he?
Brian Gunn.
Yeah.
International.
I thought he did all right, the keeper tonight, and that was, other than the goal later on, that was like our best corner, and we had quite a few. I still don't understand what we do at corners sometimes. Like, we had that season where we were doing the old school one where we do the Steve Bould in at the near post and a flick on, which we got the goal from tonight, which is great. That's fine if you want to do that. But if you're not doing that, just put it in an area and all you need is your players to move. And Holding, that one occasion, he actually made a little bit of movement. Just get in front of your defender. you get a header on it. Nketiah did it and got a goal from it. But the rest of the night, you're expecting Giroud, you know, Debuchy, I think, went up for some. I suppose we were lacking a little bit of height in the team, maybe.
Yeah.
Made it a little bit more difficult. But, yeah, just a good save from the keeper and unfortunate for holding. He's already got a goal now, hasn't he, though? What game is it he scored in? I can't remember now. Was it Europa League or...
I think it was. I think it was the Europa League. Never mind. Fuck it.
Yeah, but, you know, I think if that had gone in, I think Norwich would have been a bit gutted because it was a little bit against the run of play in terms of, like, clear-cut chances, because that was probably our best chance in the first half, I think.
It was. We had a chance a bit later on, I think it's from corner, and the Norwich defence used Ollie as a climbing frame. honestly, I had visions of 4-year-old kids climbing on top of me at my niece's party. That's how bad it was, and it got waved away. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I can imagine. It was just like you at a party. You got one child on one leg, one on another, one on your back, and one pulling you down from the front. The referee looked at that and went, "Nah, not a penalty." That's why they deservedly didn't get their penalty when Debuchy manhandled him. But sometimes he's just not on it. It's just not your day when it comes to things. But it's like with the I think a lot of time things tonight we saw more we're on TV than what the linesman and the referee did, because and their goalkeeper at one point, because their goalkeeper, the ball went out over the line and then come back in again and went out for a throw in. And so once we see it at home from a different angle, we get to see more stuff. So the only thing I can think is the referee didn't see it and neither did the linesman see it, which is why I always say we need two referees on the pitch and we need four linesmen on the pitch, and then one behind each net. And then we won't need any electronics between that lot, then we're going to get better decisions. But I like it when things like that happen in football. I don't want it to be too clinical. I don't want it to end up like NFL, another sport that I really like, where everything is analysed to the last inch. But it was unlucky that he didn't get the penalty. There was not.
Yeah, he was.
But that's his job, though, isn't it? Lump in the box.
I think with that, Jace, I don't disagree. He did have two players climbing on him, but the moment Giroud grabs another player's shirt, if the referee looks and he sees two players on him, he'll look at Giroud's hand on another player's shirt. And yeah, I know he's doing it to try and keep his balance, keep himself upright. The ref will go, "Oh, well, they're on each other," and they just ignore it. And that's the sad thing. They had the whole big thing about them, didn't they? Saying, "Oh, this season we're bringing in the shirt grabbing thing, and as soon as shirt grabbing scene, we're going to give penalties for it." Start of the season, they do it, and after about two games, it disappears and they just stop. They always make a big thing about something every year, don't they?
It's just like
the 10-second rule with goalies, wasn't it? Or the 7-second rule and other bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Let's not go down that road, boys. Let's going to keep it short and sweet tonight. Right, on to you. Back to you, John. The Norwich goal. It will be guest dispossessed. Simple ball through D. And Josh Murphy, ran onto it. A guy.
Where Elneny's going, I've got no idea what he's doing. I know he's a midfielder, so he shouldn't be playing centre back in the first place. I mean, that's where you want to start with the conversation, but you're playing the position, so you've seen your teammates play it. You've got a rough idea of where you should be, probably in between Rob Holding and Debuchy. Somewhere in that line might be an idea, not up with Jack Wilshere and Coquelin. Coquelin?
I said Coquelin as well.
And just, you know, the Josh Murphy, good run, good movement. Debuchy sees it, he can't get across in time. Matt Macey comes out. I think he could have stayed on his feet a little bit longer before he went down, but I don't want to criticise him too much. Again, he's a young kid, it's his first start for the club. So, you know, good finish from him, but just again, it's a bit like the Xhaka goal for Everton. You know, Iwobi gets dispossessed, Xhaka got dispossessed, same thing. Defender's not quite in position, you know, doing the wrong thing, giving someone time on the ball. Really, really stupid schoolboy stuff. And the worst thing about it was they scored the goal, and normally you'd go, "Oh, they're just going to sit back and defend now." If anything, that made them go, "Oh, hang on a minute, we can get some more here. We've got a real chance to open them up." It made them sort of lift up their play, didn't it?
Funny enough, my next notes are the Macey save from Oliveira, which is going to come to Daniel next, and then Norwich on top, half-time, woeful. Those are my exact notes, okay?
Did you write them in
black? They were written in tears. Written in tears, mate. The Macy save from Oliveira. The one, the youngsters that, you know, you've spoken about on the podcast over the years. Decent save, yeah?
Yeah, Nelson Oliveira is a half decent player. He spent a little bit of time with was either Cardiff or Swansea in the Premier League. I can't remember which one. I remember seeing him then. I think he's not
too Swansea, bad, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Matt Macy. When you're coming up to a goalkeeper, what's he? 6'7". So in his boots, he's going to be 6'8" possibly. Then or the other way around, 6'6" to 6'7". It's just a really intimidating keeper. And I remember when he was on loan at Luton a couple of or last season or the season before, he left them just before they got in the playoffs. And he had some really good games. I saw one, I think one they played on TV, and the next one I saw he wasn't playing, so I turned it off. But he's a really, really good goalkeeper. It's nice to have someone that reminds you of anyone but Ospina. I mean, I'm a fan of Ospina, but Ospina, you don't want someone who's 4'2" in goal unless it's the pantomime.
That goes with that. The wrong hand. Throws the ball into his own net.
But I think,
you know, the list goes on.
Has no neck.
But puts the bins out, though.
Always puts the bins out on time.
Because he's making his debut, we're in front of 58,000 people. You're going to be a little bit nervous, aren't you? Against Norwich, who are on a really decent run. I said on the podcast that Norwich are unbeaten away or unbeaten in the last 9 games, something like that. They're on a really decent run. They've just won the Tractor Derby. They beat Ipswich, and they're 6th in the league. They're a decent team, and they came there. They had a plan. They came there to play good football, and they had quite a few shots at goal. I'm looking at who scored. I mean, I'm looking at Sockaway, because who scored, don't bother with League Cup games. They had, it says here, they had 3 shots on target and 4 shots wide. So they were up for the game, and I think he did really well. Yeah, so hopefully he might even stay in goal for the next League Cup game. I think we're in the quarterfinals now.
Yeah.
I'd like to have someone like Bristol City. And I'd rather see a young player like him that is improving game by game. The more experience he gets, the better he'll be. I'd rather see him stay in goal than see Ospina come in there with his little hands and his little neck. And there's no need for it. To say to Macy, yeah, you've had a good game. You're playing in the League Cup now until we get to the final.
Bear me a second.
Nelson Oliveira at Benfica.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Oh, that was in the group, sorry. Right, Stephen Edwards, you can't blame him today, okay? And yeah, Thunder Road, you're right. A couple of shout-outs. Simon A, Stephen Edwards said, Thunder Roads in the chat box. Rai Tirtha. Who else? I've missed a couple. If I've missed you, I do apologise. Who came out with Conservative, Rudy Rastlos, Young Aylin. Oh, well done, Young Aylin. Well played. That's a hell of a comment. You're a twat. I just, you know, if somebody's not even playing, what's the point?
What's the point?
Oh, Ramsey. But Lambs is in the chat box. Who else? If I've missed you, I'm sorry. That was the first half. It was pretty disappointing. To be fair to Norwich, they really upped their game. End of that. They were all on top.
Actually, sorry.
You and Aylin, just fuck off. Get out of my chat box, you dumb man. You know what? I got no time for fucking dickheads like you. Cheerio.
You're not more Welsh.
Fuck him.
Why? You can't have one of your lot with that name.
Why to have twats come in there? You know, I'm not being funny. That's a really good chat box tonight. There's plenty of discussion in there, and there's always a twat. Right, okay. So actually, I'm going to come to you, back to you, Danny. Second half kicked off. It will be wrestling with Reed. Yeah. And threw him to the ground. Boy, bit lucky to stay on the pitch, wasn't he?
I think it's because he wanted the wall off him, and as he grabbed hold of him, he spun him round, I think, to try and confuse him, and then he went running straight after the ball. So I think the only reason he didn't get sent off for that is because he did it to get the ball off him. As the ball spun off, he ran off and got it. If he'd have stayed there and had a little bit, got stuck in a little bit more, then I think he could have been possibly got a red for that. But David made a good point that Coughlan and Wilshere only played 48 hours ago, which is which is really good for the likes of those two coming back from injury as well. But yeah, I think it was a little bit hot-headed. He was having a shit game.
They had cameo appearances on a game that's already won, didn't they? You know.
All right, David, you're wrong.
You
want to take the piss out of Jason Moore on the pod.
In all fairness to David, he nailed my accent. I was in tears in it on the absolute git. But I'm in the same company as Jeff Arsenal. I've made it. That's it.
Said he meant Norwich had played 48 hours ago. Oh,
I'm yeah, they played. Ah, right, there you go.
Yeah, they played their big derby against Ipswich, didn't they?
I did mention
that. Yeah,
I
and they won.
Yep.
And they won.
Yeah. Track to derby.
That's it. Yeah. John,
in spirit.
Wilshere had a chance, edge of the box. Bit of hesitation by him. I'm not going to give him a hard time over that. You know, he's a couple of games back, three or four games back in his bail. Bit of a chance. He's not known as a big goal scorer either.
No.
Difficult chance for him. Players coming down.
If I was to be nice about Jack and give him a little bit of a break tonight, he had a very tough game because he had Coquelin next to him who offers you nothing as a midfield partner. He had Iwobi, Giroud and Walcott in front of him who offered absolutely no fucking help at all whatsoever. No, the ball didn't stick with any of them. And he had three Norwich midfielders who all played very, very well harassed him all night. It's not to let him off because I think he's better than his performance tonight. And he should have done better, definitely, because he still, you know, wasted some good passes and didn't look up when he should have. And, you know, I thought made the wrong decisions at times. But no, I'm not going to give him too much stick for that chance. But just the whole, it just felt flat the whole game. And every time Norwich went forwards, I kind of thought, there's going to be a good chance for them to score a goal here. And a couple of times it was, you know. I think we were lucky to get in at half time at 1-0, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, this is the second half now. And I mean, you know, to be fair, you know, I thought that chance just summed the game up. It was frustrating up until that point, you know. We're not taking anything, we're not creating anything really.
Yeah.
And
it was very slow again, wasn't it? The moving the ball. It slowed down.
Yeah. The movement off the ball was putrid. It was absolutely putrid. Theo got scapegoated tonight in my eyes, but he was poor. He was poor, you know. But then again, I don't think the midfield helped themselves. It's very difficult for the youngsters as wing backs to really influence the game. But you know, it's. You expect better from players who've been at the club 9-10 years, who've got all that experience. You know, you expect them to take it by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah.
And as I said, the spine just crumbled. Danny, there was a challenge by Debussy in the box. He went in like an absolute hammer and won that ball, didn't he?
Good to see that someone coming back from injury like that, and well, someone—he's probably full of rust. He's probably more arthritic than what most of my joints are in my old age. But it's great to see, and I think putting in performances like that, like he has done, coming in as an emergency right-sided centre back, I think we could see a bit more of Debussy this season, because people were saying in the January transfer window, do we need to strengthen? Because we must admit that Bellerin hasn't been on form. I mean, I don't know if it's his hair or whatever's going on with him. But it's good to see. That's two. By the looks of it so far, it looks like he could be coming back to the player he was when he was at Newcastle. And that would be brilliant for us, because it's going to save us a few quid. Yeah. And we've got someone who's ready for the first team. I was just sniggering because Dom has found on Wikipedia that someone has gone and edited Nikita's profile on Wikipedia. And it says, footballer plays for Arsenal in the Premier League. He is widely considered to be the best player of all time. And then Neil has gone, and you know that picture of Pep where someone's lifting Pele up at the World Cup and he's put his hand up in the air. They've put photoshopped Nikita's head. Oh, Eddie's head.
Nketiah.
Yeah, so they've photoshopped his face onto it like he's won the World Cup.
there's a tweet.
Oh, Jesus, I pressed a button. Put that down. Sorry.
Well done. There's a tweet from one of the wank cameras on Twitter, the usual accounts, you know. Let's have a little bit of a moment. And, oh, I think Nketiah, it looks an all-round better player than Gabriel Jesus already. I'm just thinking, he's been on the pitch for 3 minutes. Stop being a dickhead. You know, stop being a gobshite twat and fuck off out of my life. But people retweet this shit to my timeline. People are going to go soon. I can't handle this crap. I just can't handle it.
We've done 35 minutes.
Okay, so at that point, we've had plenty of ball. We've had no shape. There's no leadership on the pitch whatsoever. And we come to a Norwich break. Then it's challenge. Was he the last man? Was he lucky just to get a yellow? Tell me what you think, John.
I honestly don't know what the rule is anymore. I don't know. No, seriously, I really don't know what the rule is anymore. Because the amount of times I've seen people say, yeah, if you're the last man, then it's a straight red card. And then there's this like double jeopardy thing where they're like, oh no, if you're the last man, it's not a red because of the position it's in on the pitch. So it gives them such a good chance to score that it's not fair to give them a red card. I've got no idea. So going on what I assume the rule used to be or might still be, I think Elneny probably should have got a red. Honestly.
Absolutely. How did he stay on the pitch?
If I was a Norwich fan, this is a good point, talking point actually, for all the people in the chat box and every Arsenal fan. At no point in the rest of the season moan about a referee. Don't even bother. We got away with a murder tonight. The referee, Jesus Christ. He had blinkers on. He just had little screens there with Arsene Wenger saying, no, don't give him that. Unreal. If I was an Norwich fan, I'd be so pissed off with tonight. Because the way they play,
in all fairness, I think it's a bit of karma. You know, over the past 3-4 seasons, we've had no luck with referees.
Oh, yeah, no, but this is what I always say. This is that you get the thing where it weirdly balances out. The problem is when it happens to you, it feels terrible. And for Norwich, they'll probably get decisions in their favour in the Championship and whatever this season, but they'll all go, oh, that one fucking game against Arsenal where we outplayed him for like 70, 80 minutes or whatever, and we should have won like 3-4-0. That fucking referee didn't give us a bloody thing. Even an extra time, we could have had a penalty. Nothing, cunt. You know what I mean? I don't know if the rules changed, it's changed, fair enough, but that looked like a red card to me.
I thought it was a Stonewall red. Dan, Macy made a couple of good saves, but when we did pressure Norwich at the time, they defended really well. I thought the defence tonight, you know, I thought the referee was quite good tonight in letting a lot of things go, which were, you know, okay, he made a few mistakes, let's not get away from it in our favour, but I thought Norwich's defending was really good. And as we've already mentioned, when they broke, they really broke with intent. Just how good do you think Norwich were tonight? And do you think that form could see them challenge for playoff places or maybe promotion?
I think they were very good tonight. They, like I said earlier, they came there with a plan. Their manager was only a sporting director at a club, and then he took a German club from the 5th to the 3rd division in Germany. Then he went somewhere else as, I think, a youth manager. And then he only took the disc job at Norwich in the summer. Started the season off with 3 consecutive losses, thanks to Radio 5 for all that information. They're currently 6th in the Championship, but the Championship is such a tight table at the moment because you've got people like Wolves buying every single Portuguese player they can get their hands on. You've got your lot, Cardiff, who are only a couple of points behind. Sheffield United are doing strong.
Not my lot in any way.
I know you live in one and support the other. You live in Swansea. You live in Cardiff and support Swansea. That's it.
I like Swansea because I'm from Armadford. But
what division are they?
Welsh League Two.
Ah, there you go. Because you could say the Bongo Bongo League, and I'd have no idea. Somewhere down near Merthyr Tydfil, I think that's based. So as for getting promotion, I don't think they will because you've got too many really strong teams. Plus, you've got people like Villa and Leeds that have got lots of money with new owners. And you've got a few other teams in there with Chinese owners that is going to spunk an absolute fortune. But they're playing good football. And they were really unlucky tonight. And I love the way they played against us, the way we play against other teams. And I'm surprised that when you get a team that comes there and likes to counter-attack, it's a little bit like the Man United-Liverpool game a couple of weekends ago. They both like the counter-attack. And if neither of them counter-attack, there was no game. It was almost like they were doing the counter-attacking and we weren't doing much attacking. So, but they made the most of the odd chance they did get. And I really feel sorry for Norwich. I like Norwich. I've always quite liked Norwich. And they can feel really hard done by tonight. We didn't
deserve. In all fairness, Dan.
So Eddie came on.
Dan, I thought Norwich played really well tonight, but fuck them.
Oh, someone's tired and needs their bed.
I was fuming about extra time. Absolutely fucking fuming. I was not happy whatsoever. I was thinking, John, Debussy cleared up on the left-hand side of the park, as if you're a Norwich player, a little bit of trouble for us, and sent back a missile of a back pass to Matt Macy. Was your heart in your mouth?
A little bit, yeah. Especially after the sort of the Nacho Czech cock up and just our history with, like, you know, I was a little bit less nervous. Honestly, I think I would have been more worried if it was Ospina. sometimes you just think, why do players do that to each other? Put them, you know, put their teammate in such an awkward position. There was too many little silly mistakes like that tonight at the back, and I think that comes from partly Debussy hasn't played a lot of football. I thought other than that, he actually did really well tonight. But also, he's playing alongside a guy who's a centre mid, not a centre back. And then the other side of him is a young kid who's still learning his trade in a formation he hasn't really played before. And he's got, you know, the guy who's the right wing back is another 17-year-old kid who doesn't know the position at all. So you're going to get flustered at times. And I thought Norwich pressed this quite well at times tonight. So trying to force the errors anyway. But yeah, got away with that one. To be honest, I just think we got away with the game in general.
I don't disagree with you, pal. I don't disagree with you. Okay, substitution. I think, was it Maitland-Niles who went off?
Yes. Maitland-Niles went off.
No, it's Reece Nelson. Reece Nelson comes off. Eddie Nketiah comes on.
Right.
And Eddie corner, first touch, bang. Have some of that, Danny.
Oh.
You must have been horrified at having to pronounce his name. And over the moon at that goal. What a way to announce your arrival in the Arsenal first team.
Oh, magnificent. What, 13 seconds? Absolutely brilliant. If you go and have a look for Wikipedia, I think he, for the England under-18s and under-19s, he's got 6 goals in 4 games. He's only 17, I think he is. And he's banging in, or he might have just gone 18. I'm just having a look. Oh, yeah, he was 18 and 30th of May. Oh, day after Shams. And he's 18. And last season, when he was 17, he was playing for the under-23s. We've got quite a few players who should be playing for the under-18s that are now playing for the under-23s, and now they've made it through to the first team. We have got a hell of a crop of youngsters coming through, and he is probably, there's probably about 5 of them that are all magnificent, that are really, really good prospects. And a few of them, like Chupa Chupa, are going to end up dropping out and not doing anything because he didn't really show much tonight. But it just makes me wonder how Theo Walcott feels that an 18-year-old kid coming on, making his debut, scores in 13 seconds and then scores again 11 minutes after that, gets a standing ovation at the end of it, and everyone is patting him on the back. Theo must think, yeah, but I'm on 140 grand a week. You're still on YTS money. You're on £28.50 a week.
Let's not go down the way of that at the moment. I think Theo was awful tonight, okay? He was awful. I thought he was unlucky with a few of the offside decisions, but I think he was awful. But, you know, he's getting pelted as it is, and deservedly so. But
that captain's armband must have really weighed down on him tonight.
yeah. But let's concentrate on the kid who's just come in and grabbed the game by the bollocks.
Can I just say something about, like, and I don't want to take it before anyone says, he's not me being negative, I'm not taking away from Nketiah at all. Well, it's great, he comes on, he scores the goal and then scores the winner and everything, and he played really, really well. The one thing that Jason didn't mention is it was a flick on from Coquelin.
Yes,
so Coquelin got an assist.
I didn't realise he was playing at that point.
Well, I think he was trying to fall over and it came off his back or something. But yeah, great stuff from Nketiah, and, you know, really good, you know, hasn't touched the ball when his first touch is a goal. But how easy was it? He's an 18-year-old, comes on, goes, oh, I've got a bit of desire, I want to do something, I want to show, you know, how good I am and whatever. All he did was move. You know, Giroud is an international, Walcott, international, Iwobi, international. All these players, all these experience, fucking stood still all night long. 18-year-old kid comes on, I'm going to make him a name for myself, move 2 yards, gets a goal. It's not hard, is it?
And who got the assist for his second goal? Goal, Elneny.
Yeah, but to be fair, you know, it's not difficult is it?
Yeah. No, we speak about this, you know, we spoke of it on Sunday's show, okay, right, where movement is the secret to our game. And I'm sorry, Jack Wilshere, Francis Coughlin, Iwobi was fucking awful tonight. Okay, Theo Walcott, dog shit. Olly Giroud had one of those games. I love Olly, but he had one of his petulant games where he did very little. And as you said, Nketiah did the simple things and reaped the rewards.
Great finish, because the ball comes at him with real pace and everything. And I know he's not far out from goal, but you still got to control it well. You can easily shank one of those. Yeah. So it's great technique. And he's clearly got that finishing from, like, I've only seen little clips of him from like under-23s. It's really good finishing and everything. But it's just simple stuff, movement. And it's something we weren't doing all night. They weren't up for it. I don't know if they weren't interested or whatever, or they just thought it'd be easy. And then they went, oh, fucking hell, this team's actually playing quite well against us. But he comes on, he's got a bit of energy about him. And you can see that all the young kids, because they've got no fear and they're you know, they want to prove something. Maitland-Niles playing out of position, I actually thought did really well. Reece Nelson, every time he got the ball, he looks up. No one's moving for him. Fine, I'll take on four people. I'll try and make something happen. And it was exactly the same. And it would just be nice if the rest of the players could like look at them and go, oh, maybe if I had a bit of desire and hunger again then for these games, that actually we'd get results easier. So we made it really difficult for ourselves tonight.
I think that's a great point. I hate to say this, but Nketiah kind of reminded me a little bit of Michael Owen without the diving. Where, you know, he's just got that ability to be in the right place at the right time.
In the box, for fact, like you're leading.
No. I'm not touching that phrase with a barge pole. Danny, going to come back to you. On the left hand side, Akpom had come on. Akpom. Seemed to be a disconnect between him and Iwobi. Whenever they moved down that left-hand side, you had Iwobi calling for him to drop deeper. He was kind of staying with his man at the time. Akpom put a lot of effort in tonight, and I'm not going to knock him for that. But he just didn't seem to click with Iwobi at all. Is that down to his lack of minutes, or is that down to maybe that's why he's not getting games with us?
I think it might just be ring rust, because he hasn't. He should have gone back out on loan. Like George Bird is saying, he had a list of a few players that should have gone out on loan. He was one of them. Zelalem was another one of them. Iwobi, he might need to go out on loan, because those have played together before, but it looked like Chopper didn't really know what was going on. He mainly plays as a striker, or I suppose he could play behind the main striker in the dual 10 roles, but his main job is a striker. He spent last season on loan at Brighton, and he played about 10 or 12 games coming on the sub and did absolutely fuck all. Season before that, I think he was with Hull, did absolutely fuck all there. And Iwobi is a first-team player, and I think Iwobi was just getting annoyed with him because he wasn't doing it. Like saying, there was no connection there. I don't know what was going on. I missed some of the bits of the second half because what I was watching, it kept going off, and we get audio or no video and things like that. So I did miss a few bits, so I didn't notice that bit, but I would just think it's got to do with the fact that Chip has had bugger all football for the last six months.
Yeah, fair comment. Right, in the chat box, Kev Oguna, hello, mate. Pap Brady, Loki 73, Jimmy the Greek, Kyle Palmer.
We love hearts again.
Victoria, cheeky girl. Simon Jordan.
A bot account.
Yeah, it may well be. Simon Jordan's in there.
Crystal Palace ex-owner?
I hope so. I does like he want him to sponsor us? I bet you do.
Sorry, Victoria Smith, you've got to go because you are a bot.
How did you find out?
Oh,
I went to her channel. Sorry.
I thought it might have been. No female could have that much admiration for Jason.
that's proper Welsh justice.
Sex with the robots will come eventually, but I'm not ready for it yet.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, not yet.
I've been practicing with a toast all week.
Oh, Jesus.
You switched it on. John, there, lovely through ball in the box to Jack. Great first time shot from him. Big, really good save.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that was his other sort of big standout point of the night. I thought he was really good. Their defence in general was really good, and that was the again. Once we got the goal, despite the way everyone had played, I thought after that we did lift the tempo a little bit. Norwich were still trying to go forward, but you could see they dropped back a bit, and it did knock them. So yeah, that was one of Jack's highlights. I thought really good save from the keeper. Another, I know we've said lots of nice things about Norwich, despite the fact we beat them. I thought Zimmerman as well was very good tonight. Their centre-back, I thought he really quite bullied Giroud quite a bit, actually, tonight. So, yeah, decent from the, decent from the keeper. Decent shot from Jack, doing the right thing, taking it early. And it was just the tempo was upped. And as soon as we start moving the ball quicker, we play better.
Nina made a good point here. She says... why does it take an 18-year-old kid to come on to energise the team? And then Noma, she's made a good point. Where is it? I have the Walcott solution. Let's mug off Everton in January. They need pace. We can get 60, 70 million for Walcott.
Somebody put another thing on. Send it to Everton for 70 million. Job done. Yeah. I really like that. Simon Jordan puts in, I am the former Crystal Palace chairman. Nice. Okay, so that was it. End of the first half. End of the game. At this point, I was absolutely fuming. I thought, bollocking extra time. That's another 40 minutes. Ah, bloody hell. The things we do for you. And that's because this chat box rocks. And that's all I put down at the end of that game for notes was movement, dog shit.
And sums it up. It really does sum it up. No desire, no movement. I know it's the cliche, no desire, no spirit, no fight. But it weren't, really. They weren't moving. There was no pace in the passing. The passes weren't accurate enough. And the players that you want to perform, the older ones in the team, I know we keep saying it.
We should rely on them.
They're not doing it, yeah. Not doing it.
Yeah. They were a disgrace to us. Dave Faber, you're a bad man. Right, so, John, corner, Nketiah header. Poof.
Yeah.
What a display.
Yeah, really, really good from the kid. I thought every time, obviously, first touch gets a goal, brilliant. Gets us back in the game in a game maybe we didn't really deserve to be, and then gets the goal. Second half header again. The ball's just put into an area. It's for the attackers to make the movement to get the ball. Beats his man, gets in front of his defender, finds a gap, gets in between two centre halves who played really well all night. The Norwich defence, I thought, had defended most things brilliantly. Just find himself a little bit of space, that bit of freedom, bit of fighting for it, wanting it a bit more. And really good header. And the goalkeeper who put in a good display had no chance of saving it. So really good. And what I really liked about him, Nketiah, was every time he got the ball after that, he was trying to make things happen. He was going forwards with it. He wasn't being greedy. He had the one shot where he went for the hat-trick, which went wide. But he was doing sensible things. Just like simple stuff you get taught when you're a kid. It's the 90, it's the last minute or whatever of added on time. You take it into the corner flag because why would you give up possession instead of going for a goal? And it opens up for you. Guy makes a run, drags a defender away. There's a bit of space you can run into, stuff like that. So I was really, really impressed with him and just pleased that he got the second goal, got the winner because it sounds weird. If Giroud or Walcott or someone had scored, I would have been happy, obviously, because you scored and then we go and win the game. But I'd have been pissed off that they got the goal because neither of them fucking deserved it. So I was glad it was someone who actually did something, who actually tried, who got the goal. You know, put the effort in. Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, I put in a WhatsApp group. Going to score the winner now just to wind Steve up because Steve is not happy.
That always happens, actually. Me and Steve always go, fucking Walcott. We're always moaning about him. Then he pops up with a goal.
Yeah. Giroud efforts on goal, gun save again. Was he their man of the match, or did they have a number of claimants to that moniker tonight?
I think he would be, because I vaguely remember the channel I was watching saying that we had 26 shots and 11 of them were on target, most of which he saved and did well with. And his dad was a really good goalkeeper when Norwich were a mainstay in the Premier League, and when they had that run in the UEFA Cup when they beat Bayern Munich, I'm sure that his dad was the goalkeeper then. Really good goalkeeper. And so I didn't even know that his son was a goalkeeper, so that's really good to see. They had quite a few players that I thought was pretty good. The Portuguese bloke, the bloke who scored the goal, he was pretty good. They kept going and going, but I think you can see that, like David said, a lot of them had played 48 hours ago, and there is a slight difference of level in fitness when it comes to the Championship players, and when it comes to Premier League players. So you can see that, but I'm surprised they lasted as long as they did. The Championship is still better than most of the feeder leagues in the world. It's a magnificent league. But yeah, they're retiring near the end. They're straight flat back five when we were attacking, the line of five and then four. That was getting more zigzaggy, and they were struggling. And then when you're bringing on the kids that Wenger did, with the amount of pace they had, they couldn't really cope with it. Plus the referee being a Jonah didn't help anybody. So yeah, I think I would give it to their goalkeeper. And if the Norwich fans can feel very just that their team did really, really well, did them proud.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I thought Norwich were great tonight. I really did. Eddie Nketiah drives forward with the ball, going for his hat trick. Decent effort, missed the target. Yeah, I love the boy's attitude. There was a desire to do well for himself tonight.
He was positive as soon as he came on, wasn't he? That was the difference, big difference. He was positive in everything he wanted to do and always going forwards, trying to make things happen.
I think one of our big issues, John, we had no runners from midfield whatsoever. We had no runners coming in. And the movement up top, Iwobi was... you can see Iwobi's talent. You know, as with all our players, you can see the talent they actually have, but the execution tonight was dreadful.
Yeah, it was just poor.
Yeah, and I'm going to come back to you, John, on this. The husband, the Boo Sheep, tangle in the box. Another penalty shout. Would you have given that?
Right. I think it would have been a bit soft, honestly. But the one thing I will say is, as a defender, you cannot one run across a forward in the box like that, and you definitely cannot put your arm up around head neck height the way Debuchy did, because he really went across to try and block it. If you do that, you are giving the referee every single opportunity to blow up for a penalty. So again, I thought we got really, really lucky in that one. I think it would have been a little bit soft because I did think he went down easy, but just don't put yourself in that position. Just, you know, it was just, yeah, like Dave just said in the chat, it was a penalty, but husband made too much of it. Yeah, I think he did make a little bit too much of it. If he, just the way Debuchy goes, cuts across him, he doesn't need to do it. Just see him out to the line, force him back out again. If you put your arm across like that, you're begging to have the ref blow for it. So yeah, again, I think we got lucky with that one, like the Elneny one.
Yeah, I think as soon as he threw his arms up in the air, the referee, no way, not a chance. I think that was that. You know, that was his. Yeah, a lot of people pulled a Coughlin tonight and tried to make more of a challenge than there actually was there. I'm sorry, I thought Francis Coughlin was shameful. You know, he went down as if he'd been shot, and it was shoulder to shoulder in the first half, and.
He did it twice tonight.
Yeah.
Nelson did it as well, didn't he? He went down on the left-hand side as we were looking at the screen, the far left. He was down for quite a while, and it only looked like he got a bit of a slap in the chops.
Yeah, I think it was Ainsley Maitland-Niles. I'm not sure, though. It could have been Nelson, but yeah, there was, you know, tonight wasn't about sort of making the most of those challenges, about making the most of your time with the ball, and we just didn't do that. We didn't do that whatsoever.
True.
Okay, so the game petered out. The couple of comments I got here is, for the likes of Jack, for the likes of Debuchy, players coming back from injury, that's an awful long game for those guys. I thought Debuchy, you know, did well. Forza, formerly known as, again, conservative, well played. Oscar Arias is in the box. Greg's in the box, and he's going Wenger out, Kroenke out. Eddie's he's not happy at all. But, yeah, I thought Debussy came through well. Good for Jack to get the minutes under his belt. Not impressed him whatsoever, his performance. And we scraped by it, didn't we? We just scraped by it. Right, so guys, time for questions. If you've got any questions, put them in the box now. We'll run through them. What's in the game, Dan? Tell me about it.
Are you on Wi-Fi? Because you broke up a bit.
No!
There. No, I can hear your phone every time you get it out.
Oh, my phone's on charge. I've just put it on charge.
You paused a little bit then in your signal. What did you ask?
Thoughts on the game, mate.
Thoughts on the game in general?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was all right. I expected this to go through. I saw the lineup and thought, oh, if we're in trouble, the bench isn't really going to get us out of trouble. What have we got on the bench? There's bloody all experience there. And then the bench got us out of trouble. So it shows how much I know about football. There you go.
Cool. Okay, John, your thoughts?
I thought Norwich were robbed, to be honest. I thought that if they took their chances, we probably lose that game 3-0 or 4-0. There was a couple of really good ones. A couple of times when, what's his name? The geezer who used to be at Benfica. Oliveri was up front, and instead of taking a shot, he could have slid in. The one in particular with Houlihan when he came on. I was disappointed with most of the senior players. Pleased for Nketiah came on. Thought Nelson and Maitland-Niles were good again, despite being played out of position. And my one, besides all the other frustrations from the game, is why we didn't just play four at the back. You don't need to play Reece Nelson and Maitland-Niles out of position. I don't think they're getting anything from it, realistically. I think we could have played 4-3-3 tonight. You can say to someone like, you know what Coquelin can do. You don't need to put him in midfield. You can say to him, look, we're short at, say, fullback. You're filling in at left back tonight. He can do a job there, that's fine. And you can put Maitland-Niles in the middle, and you can play him with Jack and Iwobi, and you can have three in midfield. And I think we get a bit more from that. And you can have Reece Nelson as a winger, an actual winger rather than a full a wing back. And that's what I hope maybe we'll see some more of in the future. Because I think both those two in particular are the real promising ones. I know Nketiah came on and got the goals, obviously, and maybe we'll see a bit more of him. But those two are the ones that are closest to the first team. But they've got to be played in their correct position, because I don't think doing this whole wing-back thing at the moment for them in particular is helpful at all. Playing that many people out of position doesn't make sense to me when you can do it. You can change the formation and just play one player out of position. It just seems simpler.
Okay. Right, okay, let's go to... Stephen Edwards, you're a bad man. Right, okay. So let's go to questions. Danny first. MSM25 asks, what's going on with Coughlin? Stephen Edwards asks, when Coughlin's fit, is Wenger going to replace Xhaka with him?
I think we just need squad depth in case something does happen. So players don't like tonight. They wouldn't have to. First squad players don't have to go and play 2 hours of football or an entire 90 minutes in the Europa League or a full 90 minutes in the Premier League. I think at the moment it's a matter of getting bodies back fit, match fit as well as physically fit and maybe even mentally fit, and having this run now of only one loss and one draw in 11 games and we've won the other nine. All these things are building up towards having a good push at the Premier League, top four, not winning it, winning the Europa League and winning the League Cup. I think we're still in everything, and everything seems to be going our way at the moment. So I expect the stadium to burn down tomorrow and everyone to get foot and mouth.
Nice. Okay. Oscar Arias, this is specifically for John. I was going to chastise Oscar for putting this in the chat box, but is Mario Icardi world-class, John?
Simple answer, yes.
Okay, that's enough of that bullshit. Greg asks, does Jack Wilshere get into the England team if fit? Well, Greg, I'm going to ask Danny that because I couldn't give a monkey's.
No, and I don't give a monkey's either. No, I hope he never plays for England again.
Well done. Okay, for all you English fans, I am very sorry.
In all seriousness, I mean, I don't really follow England that much, but I don't think he gets in there at the moment, no.
But then again,
you've got Jordan Henderson playing in there, so what the fuck?
Mainly down to do with that tit who's manager. Very little down to do with the players. Let's have a failed manager as England manager. That's ridiculous.
But let's be fair. Jack's got, what, 4 games under his belt?
Yeah.
You know, all this wank fest that's been going on social media over him over the last few weeks, okay? It makes me sick. Leave the guy.
You'd love it.
No. I wouldn't love it. It's exactly...
Reece Wilmot, that's what I want.
Shut up. It's exactly the same as when Rambo's coming back from fitness or any player's coming back from fitness. Leave them get the games under their belt. Leave them get match fit, okay? Jack Wilshere was dog shit tonight. He was terrible.
No, he wasn't. You're terrible.
You didn't know nothing about football, so behave, okay? And the guy, you know, it's unfair to expect miracles from him at this stage in his comeback.
He's got to take...
Yeah, exactly. That's well said. Yeah, he's got to play himself back in a form. Danny, I'm going to come to you. Jimmy the Greek asks, how close is Eddie to the first team?
Miles. Don't expect him to be playing in the Premier League this season. I don't really want him to. Just leave him. As Jace would say, leave him be.
But I think, you know, maybe a smaller game, you know, on the subs bench.
In the Premier League. Everyone sees us as a small game now. I think he's going to play, he'll get to play the rest of the Premier League, the League Cup games, hopefully. May get the odd sub appearance in the Europa League. Now that we've got 9 points out of 9, I think a lot of the youth players that we saw playing tonight could get games starting in the Europa League and substitute appearances. But as for the Premier League, I think it's a little bit too early. A little bit too early, like a piggy's tail.
Okay, nice. John, I am footballer. Do you think Arsenal will win the Europa League?
No. Sorry.
Happy twat.
I'm just being honest. I don't think we will, no. I think we'll get to the latter stages and we'll come up against teams and Arsene, the players, and a lot of the fans will go, oh, it's a Lazio or someone or whatever, and they'll go, or, you know, for example, and they'll go, oh, it's just some shit team from Italy and, you know, they're not the team they used to be. They're like, I don't know, sixth in the league or whatever. And they won't take it seriously and they'll end up getting spanked by them. I don't think we're flexible enough tactically and we just don't do enough. We don't respect the opposition enough. It won't happen. It's a shame as well because it's a competition I've actually enjoyed watching so far this season.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it as well. I disagree with that. I think we can.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think we can. I think the difference is that we won't because I don't think we'll respect the opposition enough.
Well, let's hope that changes because I think it's our only. Well, I think it's our easiest way into the Champions League.
Oh yeah.
Right. Danny, Norma, the wonderful Norma Ott asks, thoughts on playing the youth team in the Europa if we win the next one?
Definitely, yeah. It would be much like the Champions League back in the day. Remember the olden days when we used to play in the Champions League? And we'd get the games, the last two group games against the likes of Olympiacos and places like that, where it'd just be all youth players who will get one Champions League game and we'll never see them again. Hopefully we will see them again and hopefully they'll go out then and they'll express themselves and do. But they'll play out there with no pressure because we've qualified and that'd be brilliant. That'd be nice to see because as a player to know that you've played for Arsenal in the League Cup, maybe the FA Cup coming up and the Europa League, that does them full of confidence. And that's what the young players need at the moment. They don't need pressure to go out there and perform that well or to go out there and qualify. If it's already all done for them, then that's just one less thing they've got to live up to.
Cool, okay. John, Nina 7 asks, how do you think we will do on Saturday? Swansea, home.
Home to Swansea. If it's Alexis, Ozil, Lacazette, etc. back in the team, I think we'll win, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I think if we put out the team we put out against Everton, we should win the game. I don't think it'll be as easy as the Everton game, despite the fact we're at home. I think Swansea will actually be a bit more difficult. But we should win that. I'm less worried especially when we've got those three players as the front three. If they all perform to the level that we know they can, they'll cause any defence problems. So
cool. Jim Howson, Big Jimmy. I'm gonna answer this one actually. If we have the first team playing, where does Jack fit in the team?
That'd be mean.
No, I think he fits on the bench at the moment. I think if we've got injuries, he slips in. But again, I think he's on the comeback trail, isn't he? You know, tonight, he hasn't got the movement to fit in our current system. That's his big issue. You know, he's not got the fitness for the movement. He's got the quality and the skill level to fit into the team. I think he can fit in the Ozil or Sanchez position. I think he can fit in the midfield as well. You know, he's proved with England he can play a holding style role. Unless we change to a three in the middle, and which I wouldn't be against us putting three in the middle. You know, I don't see him getting in that team because we rely on Xhaka's long ball ability. Although I know he's been at a dip in form. And you rely on Ramsey's ability to make those runs into the box and to be that extra man getting back and forth. And again, Ramsey's defensive work is always ignored. You know, it's always ignored. He does that very, very well. So at the moment, it's bench unless we change things around. Jim Houston again, actually. Any idea why Ramsey hasn't signed a contract?
I know why.
Go.
Probably because he's looking to see what happens after Alexis and Ozil most likely leave at the end of the season to see what the direction the club's going in, probably. He's getting to a point in his career where does he sign another contract with Arsenal or does he wait and see if he can get a move because he thinks he's got a better chance of winning things? It doesn't sound nice, but it's true, isn't it? Really?
I have no idea, but it's...
I don't know if that's the exact case, but that's what I would imagine. If I was him, that's what I'd be thinking. I wouldn't sign a new contract straight away. I'd wait and see what happens after them two leave and then...
Do we know if he's been offered one yet?
That's the other thing as well. It wouldn't surprise me if they haven't offered him a contract yet. They're waiting until the last...
This is the problem. You know, I was looking at the game tonight. I was looking at Coughlin falling over and I was thinking, we pay that mug 70 grand a week. And for anybody to justify his value at £70,000 a week, don't fucking talk to me because I'm not having it. He's not worth 15, in my opinion, okay? And it's only my humble opinion, okay? I know fuck all about football. We do this for fun. We're by no means experts. You know, we try to have fun with the chat box, with the listeners. We try to interact. And that's what this is for me. But Francis Coughlin grinds my fucking goat. He really does. Tonight's performance was pathetic. It was pathetic. And to pay him 70 grand a week sums up where this club is at the moment. Our transfer policy over the last 4 years has been abysmal. The way we handle players has been horrendous. You know, to have our two best players running down their contracts in the way they have is a joke. We need a change there. So... Well, let's hope they're being proactive, but I have no faith anymore. Danny Wu Heis asks, is this Walcott's last season?
Yes, this season. Yes, last season. Yes, season before that. Yes, every season. So probably not.
Yeah. I think that sums it up, doesn't it? I mean,
sadly.
And the shame of it is, I thought last season was his, you know, I wanted him out end of last season, beginning of last season, but I thought that was his best season for us. 19 goals, put a shoulder in, you know, made an effort. And this season, he's struggling. Greg, oh, you're a funny twat, aren't you? Fuck off.
More Welsh.
There's always a clever. It's always a clever twat, isn't it? You know, well done. That's it.
I've got a question for you two boys before we finish. Nice, quick, easy one. Who was your Arsenal man of the match tonight?
Well, it goes without saying, doesn't it?
Who was it, Danny?
It's got to be Eddie.
Eddie who?
Nketiah.
Hey, got it.
Nikita, there you go. I've got to balance it out by five. I've been fucking it up for 2 years. Why should I change it now? It'd be easier for him to change his surname than it would be for me to remember how to say it properly. We'll have to get him on, see what he thinks.
To be fair, I think Debussy deserves a special mention.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think Macy deserves a special mention.
And the two boys on the wingers, the terrible twins who I can't remember. I watch it in 26 inch in standard definition. Without my glasses on, I couldn't see shit. I put my glasses on and went, oh, fuck, I can see numbers on the back of their shirt. So Maitland-Niles and Nelson, they both deserve a nod as well. Because then they're playing out of position yet again. Imagine those two playing behind someone like Lacazette in the Premier League. Oh, they'd run.
That's fair. Jimmy the Greek asks, formerly knows, comes in the chat box again with conservative. I love it. I just love it. Jimmy the Greek, we'll say hello to his girlfriend, Ellen. Hello, Ellen. How are you?
Hi, Ellen.
Hope you're well. Jimmy's a good guy.
Yeah.
You're doing well there?
I'm just saying hi. That's it. I'm not saying anything else. I'll get myself in trouble.
Well, no, Jimmy's a good guy. Ellen's doing well for herself. You know, we like that a lot. You know, we're not going to say anything untoward. We'll be better than that. That's it. Yeah, where is he? Is he still in there? that's it. Thank you ever so much, everybody. Even Greg, the gobshite. Oh, Von Cringe is in there. And Corey Austin. Thank you ever so much, everybody, for being part of it. She's waving. Hello. Can you tell my hedgehog to piss off? That's the walrus on the hedgehog. Hedgehog, piss off.
Fucking spiky twat. But
hedgehogs, because, you know, they're endangered and people
feed them cat food, not bread and milk, for fuck's sake. Cat food and water. Or dog food.
But I have no idea what to feed the hedgehog.
Same as
but cheers, guys. Thank you ever so much, everyone. Greg's coming back. I like it. If you can give us a thumbs up, really appreciate it. As always, it helps our exposure on YouTube. But you know, you've been brilliant as always. Really interesting chat box tonight. It was a crap game of football, but we won. Happy days. Danny, switch this shit off.
Yes, sir. Straight away. I will do it. Pressing the button.